So I just came across this app called Anchor, and I'm really impressed. This is an example of creating ideas that solve problems for people, because I'm the kind of person that I believe and I love to talk, and I learn from listening and video instead of reading. Reading has always been my greatest challenge, and I just wonder. They always say most of the successful people on earth, they read and everything. But I think the time is changing. There's a new generation. The world is moving so fast, so you need to catch up so fast. You don't have that time to just sit down and be reading books and books and books, Well, whereas you could get the expression from the author directly. So when I've been thinking about this thing as a problem, like how do I want to pass a message out, So my first field blog, I had to write the do the audio, then get someone to transcribe it for me. And yeah, and I was like, okay, this is good, this is good, this is good. But I felt like there was still a lot of process happening, Then I came across this Anchor, and I was blown by it because it just makes it so easy. You're just recording as if you're talking to someone on the phone, and you have all your messages, and from there you just post it. So I'm really impressed by this. And so this is why I'm challenging people. See, there's so many problems people are facing out there, that all you just need to do is think about yourself and say, what are my challenges? What are the problems I'm having? How do I feel this thing can be done better? Once you're able to figure this thing out, this start giving you ideas. Then of course you have to put your ideas into a lot of practical. So that's why I talked about my introduction to ideas, and I went into business plan, talking about the importance of having a business plan. In my next topic, because I'm just testing this podcast. In my next topic, I'll be talking about action plan. Okay, you already have the business plan. What are you supposed to do next? You need to develop an action plan. This is like a map. I will be talking furthermore into action plan, how to set up your action plan, and where you can get a template for an action plan in my website in the next episode. Thank you. Welcome to another episode of Business at Ease with the Lion. Today I'm going to be talking about action plan. What is an action plan? How do you draft an action plan? And how do you implement and make sure you are achieving your set objectives in the action plan? So basically, an action plan is just as simple as the way it is. A plan, but it has an action attached to it. Basically, what you need to do in order to get to where you want to go. An action plan is seen like a map that tells you, okay, this is where I am, this is where I want to go, and how I'm going to get there. The action plan actually tells you the how. Like I said, a lot of problem with a lot of businesses is, or a lot of entrepreneurs, is that they know the why, but they don't know the how. So with the action plan, it gives you an how on how do you achieve your goals. So when you want to write an action plan, the first thing you need to ask yourself is, what's the goal? What's the set goal? Under the set goal, then you have your objectives. Now, the set goal is just most, it has to be just like one thing you want to achieve at a particular time. A lot of time I've seen people, when you ask them for their goals, they have so many goals. No, don't get it confused. Have a goal for each action plan. You can create another action plan with another goal. Now, if you have a goal set, and your goals or your goal have to be realistic, it has to be time framed, meaning, and it has to be something measurable. You don't just create a goal out of the blues, like especially when you're doing if I'm doing social media action plan for people, and I'm asking, okay, what do you want to achieve? What's your goal? Then they tell you, oh, I want to increase my followers, and I'm like, okay, but that's a very vague goal. By how many percent, in what duration, by when do you want your followers to increase to a particular percentage? So you need to have a measurement. That way you will know if you are achieving your plan, your goal, or not. So it's very important that when you're coming up with a goal for an action plan, you need to make sure your goal has a time frame, your goal has measurement. How do you measure if your goal has been achieved or not? And your goal should be realistic. You don't want to say, oh, I want to grow 10,000 followers in the space of one week. That's not realistic, because you need to you look at yourself and say, okay, can I do that? Can I achieve that? You know, what do I have to achieve these goals? You know, that said, you know, after setting your goal, then of course you come up with objectives. Objectives are like things to build up to your action plan. Say, for example, I say I want to have 5,000 followers by the end of a month. My objectives will be, what kind of followers am I looking for? You know, I'm so you could be my one of the objectives could be, I'm looking for followers of this age group. I'm looking at followers of this geographical location, because you can say I'm looking for 5,000 followers as a set goal, and you're based in, say, maybe UK, and you have your 5,000 followers coming from India. Now, that does not qualify you having a good goal. So that's when you now look at it and say, okay, my objectives will break the goals down. Say, okay, I need my followers from Nigeria. I need my followers to be in this age group. You know, I need my followers. All this would let you have an idea of how your action, your other part of the action plan will flow. So, like I was saying, so if you now say, okay, I need to achieve 5,000 followers by the end of in a month, that's your set goal, for example, and then you're now saying, okay, in my objectives, I want my followers to come from this place. I want my followers to be of this age group. I want my followers to be that and that and that and all that. Now, before I go further in, I want to believe that, you know, you're listening to this thing, you're probably a business person or someone with a gift, a talented person. Now, the very, very important that your goal, when I say you have a set goal, your goal must always be linked to the general goal. You must have a general goal. So why you, well, maybe we're talking about social media, but your goal must be, at the end of the day, we want to increase our sales in our business. So social media is just one unit out of it. So you can see that.